It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, long good time no morning. See there, Hank.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, good. What
good.
About you?
Good. How was your weekend, young man?
Pretty good. You saw me quite a bit on Saturday.
I did. I mean, I'm sorry about that. But it takes you about 8 days to recover from
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, it isn't just you. Just a long day.
It was a long day.
Yeah.
But it was a good day.
Good
I
day.
Mean, good day.
Yep. So this time of year is yeah. a good day. We were glad that they were able to get everything in and
yes, without
get,
question.
Get people home safely mm-hmm. and everything.
So we got down here, nothing.
Yeah, we had a lot more snow. I should say a lot more, but we had more snow. It started earlier.
I got zero.
In Boscoville?
Yeah.
I believe it.
So, but anyway, it's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. So, some things to celebrate today.
Besides us being here.
Besides us being here, it's National Flannel Day.
Yeah.
Should have known that. But it's a nice day to wear flannel. It's a cold day out there. It's Teddy Bear Day. It's Oatmeal Day.
Love oatmeal.
I do, too.
I like oatmeal.
Yeah, it's a good day to eat some oatmeal. And I like the steel cut, you know, make yep. it on the stovetop. Mm-hmm. We do that. National Cream Cheese Brownie Day, Hank.
I don't know about that.
It's Cribbage Day. You ever play cribbage?
Never.
I haven't for a long time. And it's also Clean Out Your Computer Day.
I've already done that. They did that a couple weeks ago, didn't they?
Did that for me,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you.
I did that, but I got rid of some stuff I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, you did that with my computer, too.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, that's all right. It was a easy fix.
Yes.
But yeah, so. My fault that I didn't actually save a couple of things. I just left them in there just because I knew that I'd go back, do a search, find them, and blah, blah. But, you know, if you lose them, then you've lost them.
So it wasn't your fault, though, this time.
No, actually, it wasn't.
It was Hank's fault.
You can blame Hank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. There is some other sad news coming from the Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard about this.
Though, no, what?
But Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift actually had something in common last night.
What was that?
Neither of them got a ring, Phil.
Oh, man. hey, now, come on.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that isn't bad. It isn't bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So. Yeah, Super Bowl, I thought it was all right. I mean, especially if you're an Eagles fan, it was all right. Mm-hmm. But I watched it, enjoyed the commercials and whatnot. But yeah, I'm not sure about a lot of people, I guess, were booing when they showed her on the screen. But
yeah, they did.
Not exactly sure. Whatever. I guess, I think it's maybe a little bit just because they're in the spotlight all the time. And
no, it's because she came out against Trump. That's why. And to me, let it go, people. Please. You know what? Let's move on. And that's how I feel about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so. That's probably part of it. And not to get political, but any star, I don't really care who you are. I want to hear your songs. I don't really care how.
Don't tell me how to vote.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way I've always been. You know, depending on whoever it is.
Right. So.
Oh well. Yeah. And then mixed reviews about the halftime too. So.
Oh, so mixed reviews that Henry couldn't understand a word. I don't understand that. So I'm just going on my rant here about the NFL. I have no idea what they're doing. They're not connecting to the people that continue to pay their bill.
Bring back the marching band.
Especially in New Orleans. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome
yeah.
music down
right,
there.
Right, right. I thought America the Beautiful and the National Anthem
oh, my
were just
goodness.
Tremendous.
I heard them on the radio.
Yeah.
I didn't watch. I didn't see any commercials. But it's just like one of those things where what is the NFL relating to when it comes to these halftime shows? I don't get it. I don't get it, so.
Yeah, well, all I can say, and I've said it before, it's a younger demographic. I'm sure there are probably some 18s to 35s that really, really enjoyed it, and you and I are a little bit old for it.
Yeah, but you know, speaking of young people, Philip.
Yeah, what do you got?
You know, today is Chet's Chuckle, and we've already started out.
Well, right.
A little bit.
Set the bar high.
And if you're young and broke, where's a great place to visit, Philip?
If you're young and broke, a great place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Hank Braise.
No, what about work?
Work!
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I pulled a couple from the sixth grade comedy
book. Again?
Yeah, I mean.
You got a whole bunch in there.
I've got a full notebook. you know, and on the front of it, it says Aerosmith rocks and Kiss is cool. And,
Kiss is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of
David Cassidy is my man. You know, those
Prince.
Kind of
remember Prince?
Yeah.
Okay. He has the number one rated halftime Super Bowl show from, is it year 2007?
I think so. Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. They said it was the number one rated.
Yeah. He did a lot of, because he was not one that played a lot of his hits in concert, and he went back and played a lot of hits, so that was kind of a memorable show. But
and last night ranks, what are they, 47 halftime? I think last night ranks like 29th right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the jury's still out on that. But, I liked a lot of them. I liked, you know, Tom Petty's show was good, but Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney. But again, they're in my demographics.
Right. You know, and Katy Perry had a good one, too. Do you remember Katy Perry?
Yeah. But here's the thing. What about country music? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
And I think that would go over better across the country. Mm-hmm. But that's just me. Do you know what you call a scared dinosaur?
No telling with you.
A nervous Rex.
A nervous Rex, yes, yes.
That's from the 6th grade comedy club.
Boom.
And here's another one. Who is the roundest knight at King Arthur's round table?
That would be Circumference.
Circumference.
Yes.
Not circumference. Circumference.
Circumference.
Yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
I knew it.
He was rather round, I guess.
Yes, he was. Uh-huh. Hey, you know what? Sir Hank.
Sir Hankference.
Sorry.
We'll have more after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
All right, Phil. Where do hamburgers and hot dogs go dancing?
On my grill.
Nope, a meatball.
Oh.
How was Rome split in two, Philip?
Rome split in two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With a pair of Caesars.
Oh.
Oh, that's, never mind. That's from Phil's 6th grade comedy. My bad.
Yes.
Doc. Patient goes into a doc, says, Doc, I think I have short-term memory loss. The doctor goes, well, when did this start? And the patient goes, when did what start?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I can relate to that a little bit, I think. Why do folks from Arkansas go to the movie theater in groups of 18 or more?
Because they can go see an R-rated movie?
Well, 17 and under are not admitted. Get 18.
Yes.
Good to go, yes.
A cop pulls over an old lady, Philip. The cop goes, ma'am, do you know how fast you were going? The granny goes, I was just trying to keep up with the traffic. The cop says, well, there's no one else on the road. And the granny goes, I know, that's how far I was behind.
True, yeah.
That's very true.
Step on it.
All right, Philip, a little test here.
Uh-oh.
What does TWA spell? How do you sound TWA?
TWA?
Yeah, like sound it out. TWA.
TWA.
Not spell it, but is it like twa or?
I suppose, twa.
Twa. TWA is?
Twa.
All right. TWE?
Tway,
yeah, that's not bad. TWI?
Twy,
yeah. TWO?
Two?
TWO.
TWO.
Mm-hmm. Sound it out.
T-W-O. T-W-O.
What about two?
T-W-T-W-O.
T-W-O. I saw that. I had to give that to you.
Toe. How many toes do you have, Hank?
Seven and a half.
Hard to count when they're webbed. Right?
All right. Why do people who live in Greece dislike waking up at dawn?
I don't know.
Because dawn's tough on Greece, Phil.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, this was a spelling bee And there was one of your friends, an Arkansas Razorback fan, was in the finals. And the moderator said, okay, your word is farm. He sat there for a few minutes with a puzzled look on his face. Can I have a definition? Sure, the moderator said. It's a plot of agricultural land used for raising of crops and livestock. Huh. The Arkansas native sat there for several more minutes, continuing to ask for alternative pronunciations, word origins, etc. And the moderator was getting frustrated, wanting to move on. Finally, the Razorback fan asked, can you use it in a sentence? And the moderator said, Old MacDonald had a farm. And the Razorback said, E-I-E-I-O. I guess he was probably eliminated.
That was my brother.
Oh, well.
There was an older gentleman and a young boy at the light. There's an older gentleman and a young boy at a light. Mm-hmm. Who do you hit first?
Hopefully neither.
Just saying. It would, to me, I'd hit my brakes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Was that your kicker?
No, I have a nice kicker, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well,
get out of the way. Here we go.
Are you ready for the kicker? It's about that time. A man was driving down the road when a policeman stopped him. The officer looked in the back of a man's truck and said, Why are these penguins in your truck? The man replied, These are my penguins. They belong to me. The police officer said, You need to take them to the zoo. The next day, the officer saw the same guy driving down the road. He pulled him over again. He saw the penguins were still in the truck, but they were wearing sunglasses this time. I thought I told you to take these penguins to the zoo, the officer said. I did, the man replied, and today I'm taking them to the beach.
Boom!
And that's all I've got, young man.
Microphone dropped by Hank. Right there.
Yes. Oh, anyway.
Not bad.
Not bad, young man. Not bad. It's nice to see you this morning. So I had a really good weekend with you. So hopefully we can do it soon.
Right. Exactly.
And if not, we'll see each other tomorrow.
We'll see each other tomorrow.
And where are you at tonight?
Riverdale.
Good. Good luck to them. Yeah.
We'll be there. Where are you going to be at tonight?
Tonight I'm going to be, where am I at tonight? Waseca.
Oh, Waseca. Yep, all right, not too far to go then?
Yeah, no. I'll just wear my Speedos over there. Not that bad.
Oh.
It's easier to get dressed that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On that note,
have a good day. Be kind.
Yeah, Tank Bray.